Bill.
Thank you. Well, I mean, Adrian's kind of right that, you know, WBI is an extreme case, but bear in mind that they're not the only one who are having troubles making essential service payments. And, you know, we were able to tolerate them not making full essential service payments for a number of years until WPFW and KPFK have also been doing that in pretty significant amounts. And I'm really especially worried about KPFK also. And so, yeah, WBI may be worse, but I don't think it's fair just to single them out. We really need to get realistic about what we can do with our resources and our revenue and our expenses, or we're not going to be around in another year. And, you know, the cash flow is the more urgent thing. You know, we've been running deficits for several years, but we've been paying the critical bills, I guess, while ignoring some others. But now it's getting harder even to pay the critical bills like payroll and health insurance premiums and, you know, I guess the basic expenses to keep the stations going. So we need to be looking at all the stations, though, not just WBAI. And I'm thinking especially WPFW and KPFK.
Our Paul.
Got our Paul on the stack. We're actually now at our adjournment time for the meeting. We still have KPFT's budget up for discussion along with the other items. Does anyone want to propose an extension?
I propose 15 minutes.
Any objection to 15 minutes? We're now extended to quarter of. Go ahead, our Paul.
Okay, let me write out that down. Yes. Boy, talking and writing at once, hard to do. Okay. Yes, as people have been saying, we're not seeing anything really, really brand new. We've had, BAI has had its problems, but we have to look at this as not only is it not new, but it's also sort of a, possibly a harbinger. If you look throughout all of Pacifica, the thing that really needs to be discussed is looking at the whole thing, how is this enterprise going to survive? And if we take a big picture look at it, we can see that, yeah, one or two of the stations, let's say two of the stations, are in very dicey situations. But all of Pacifica looks like it's pretty much in those situations, because there isn't, I don't think there's any station that's, you know, going gangbusters and doing so terribly great. And I think there are probably organizational issues that need to be discussed, that need to be fixed, not just discussed, and that is a serious part of all of this. I mean, again, I do written treasurer's reports for the LSP for every meeting, and I've been complaining for years about the lack of information we're getting about a lot of the finances. And, you know, we complain about it, but there isn't, I mean, I can't go in and say, okay, I'm now going to go into your computer and dredge up all the information myself. I mean, I don't know if anybody else could even do that, because BAI is operating on a different software from everybody else. But I think that overall, we need to look at all of Pacifica and the fact that if you look at this over the years, you can see revenues falling and stations starting to run into problems of various sorts with expenses. And we need to discuss this for all of Pacifica, because where BAI was a year or two ago, another station appears to be in that same position. And it's sort of like there's a train going along, and maybe BAI is at the front and going into difficult territory, but the rest of that train is following, and eventually, you know, I won't say everybody will be in that position, because long before everybody's in that position, the whole thing is going to be no longer viable. And as for the Empire State Building stuff, again, we can't discuss some of that in open session. However, what Brian said about what if they call it would be right, except that there are other things that can be said about that. So, if Empire decided to call all of this, there could be a big, big problem. And I do think that it would be good if somebody in Pacifica management would get with the WBAI general manager and be brought totally up to speed on exactly what the hell is happening with these negotiations with Empire. And that's probably all I should say on that.
Okay. Well, I am open to proposals. I agree with everything that everybody has said, and I think everybody is accurately describing the problems with WBAI and the rest of the network's inability to help WBAI or give it good advice or assessment. To me, the question is what to do with it, and I don't have good solutions. I just feel like, as things stand this minute, WBAI as in a whole is still digging and does not have a plan for getting out, and that we should tell that to the PNB. Unlike all the other stations where I feel like they have presented us problematic plans, but plans that could be improved through revision, I feel like this is a place... And it is completely understandable, given the circumstances and the cost that WBAI was saddled with. I feel like it's a place where the people working on the budget kind of threw their hands up and said, we can't make it work. And I just feel we should kick that upstairs so that it is on the national board's radar. That this is a major problem that needs addressing, and it might not get addressed through the budgeting process. I don't think we should kick it down the road. So my language, the language as revised now reads, the National Finance Committee notifies the Pacifica National Board that WBAI has been unable to generate a realistic budget that does not show a large deficit. That, by the way, would not take the place of WBAI continuing to work on a better budget. But would at least let them know where we're at. Any further discussion on this?
You again?
Okay, I've got Adriana. Anyone else? All right, go ahead, Adriana.
Well, I have the same problem. We, in this same committee, we create a task force or a working group, I think that we call it, a few months ago, to try to see what we can, how can we save money with the healthcare. I offer myself to work on that, and still today I don't have all the information from all the stations. What I'm trying to say is, obviously I'm a director, and I need to wrestle sometimes the information from the units. What we need to, I believe that doesn't belong to the National Finance Committee. That is a problem that the PNB need to address. We need to have the option to see real information. If we pay for employees to do a specific job, the people need to be held accountable. When we have sloppy budgets and we are paying people to do that, or at least to keep up the numbers, and we don't have it, there need to be consequences. The information needs to be open. We need to know what's going on immediately. But again, doesn't belong to the National Finance Committee, because the National Finance Committee can discuss a bunch of numbers that we received, and most of them are based in nothing. It's just wishful thinking. You know, we just received the information, Brian, that you said that Efren sent, that all the stations, we have almost $150,000 in debt in the pension plans. And all the stations talk like, oh, yeah, we are fine, we pay everything. No, it's not true. And we keep going like nothing happened. That is my point. I think that we are, WBAI exposed the extreme. But the reality is happening all over the network. When I look at the salary tab in WBAI, if it has something to do with reality, you can see. You see the amount, the salaries. We are asking people to do jobs, and we are paying some of those people, but the jobs are not being done, and we have a few people trying to cover everything. And then we kick the problem, like we said. Now the National Finance Committee said, oh well, they cannot come up with a credible or acceptable budget. I believe that is the same situation, like I said before, in most of the units. This is only the stream. And we need to, the PMB is the one that need to take the reins of the foundation now. The committees, all the committees, the National Finance Committee, all the committees can recommend, make the work aside. But the reality, what we need is the governance that is not here. I understand, because all of us try to defend our little niche, our little station, forgetting that we are, when we are PMB members, our main concern is the foundation. And you see, most of the people try to defend their little station. This is the problem that we are having, and it's all over the network. We know this since a long time ago, but nothing is happening.
Bill for the stack.
Okay, I had no one after Adriana. I heard our Paul, and I heard Bill. And would like to get to KPFT's budget before the night is through. Go ahead, our Paul.
Yes, the issue, if you look at the salaries and how many people working at BAI, you'll see how cut down it is. You'll remember that in FY13, we laid off 75% of the people working at BAI. Almost everybody, the majority of people left are people operating the equipment, and there aren't very many of them. And then you got some management in there, and that's about it. And that is also a part of the problem. What I do complain about, we're not getting enough information. The general manager does point out that he's one person. He doesn't have anybody else there that really is supposed to be doing this. I think there's one other person that helps him, but he gets interns in. And we got a bit of information over late spring, sometime into the summer, because we had some interns. But the interns are gone, and so that's all dried up. So this is also sort of a lesson of, if you cut, you really can't just cut and say, well, we've balanced this and everything's okay, because then the work doesn't get done. Quite frankly, the general manager has been saying things that indicate that he's burned out at this point. And, you know, how much can you get out of that? Now, in terms of this motion, I think that this motion is something we maybe need to put off into the future a bit, because I think that, you know, when we speak to the general manager of WBAI, maybe some more can happen with this. I can't guarantee that, because as I said, the last time he just gave us the FY16 budget as it was then, and told a committee to, come up with all the way of balancing that budget, which is not realistic. Maybe some more talking could be done, and he would try to find some other way. On the other hand, maybe, just maybe, the WBAI budget is the most realistic budget we have seen this year, and that's something to contemplate, too. So I would like to see this motion put off to some point in the future. I will note that our next meeting is November 10th, and I will not be able to get to that meeting till quite late, because I'll be out. So I don't know how we want to handle that, put it off to another time. But
are you making a motion to postpone, Arpal?
I don't know when to postpone, too, and I don't know what people would find tolerable. You know what? Well, you know what? Maybe I want to make a motion to table.
I was going to say, if it's indeterminate, then we have the flexibility to take it off the table.
Yeah, we have
whenever.
To take it off the, well, not whenever, but we have a meeting on the 10th, and then we have another meeting scheduled for the 24th. If we somehow come up with another meeting between then, because there seems to be a week where there's no NFC meeting, we can't have that, then maybe it would be then. But yeah, Brian, we can go back and forth on this, but it is... Tabling is limited. It is not indefinite. However, I
believe I said indeterminate, not indefinite.
Oh, well, we've had a discussion on tabling and how the duration of a table in the past. But you know what? I'm going to move to table. So I'm going to move, and I'll write it with one hand as I say it. I move to table, and that actually, that's not debatable. And so I'm... You know, should I wait a minute? Are there other people in the stack?
There's Bill right behind you.
Could I wait? Could I have the floor again after Bill for the purpose of making a motion to table? Because I don't want to cut somebody off. He may have something great to say.
Certainly. Go ahead, Bill.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'll be brief. Yeah, that might make more sense. But I think, you know, what we really need to do to tell the PNB is that we really need them to work together on getting some more revenue. We can't continue this. I mean, you're absolutely right. Adrian is right. This is happening all over Pacifica. WBI may be sort of leading some of the expenses and stuff, but we've got to get the revenue up. We can't just keep cutting and cutting forever. And we've got some great, you know, the opportunities seem to be wonderful. You know, we've got some great programming. A lot of it could be better, but we do have some great programming. We've got really some dedicated volunteers. We've got listeners that really care about Pacifica. Although we've been losing them, you know, and part of that is because of programming. Well, we've got to, I hope the strategic planning process that the PNB is doing will work into realistic ways of getting the revenue up and getting more listeners. I think that's what we have to do to survive. And I think that's the bigger issue. It's not just what do we do with WBAI. We've got to get more people listening to our stations, better programming, and get the revenue up. And we need to be looking at other ways, of other sources of revenue. We're not going to survive. Our mission is not going to mean squat if we have to go out of business. And that's what I'm afraid of.
Paul?
Okay, I move to table a motion on the floor.
It's not debatable. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the motion's tabled. We are at time on our most recent extension. Does anyone wish to propose a further extension so that we can discuss KPFT's budget? All right, that puts KPFT's budget off till next week. I'm going to be on a plane at the time of our call next week.
And is that on Tuesday?
Yes, that is this coming
November
Tuesday.
10th.
November 10th.
Go ahead, Brian, and I have to say something.
No, go ahead.
Bill, I'm back. I disconnected myself. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I will not be on the call until sometime between 10 and 10:30 on the 10th. So I'm just letting folks know that. So we should determine now if and when and at what meeting we would like the WBAI general manager to be told we really, really want him at a meeting. Again, it's complicated because we could say just next time, but... Brian won't be here, and I won't get here till very late.
So a meeting that's missing both the chair and the secretary sounds like a recipe for an unproductive meeting.
I move that we eliminate that meeting.
Okay. We've got a motion to cancel the meeting on the 10th. Is there any objection?
No.
Okay, let's look at other options that week. Monday, we would be in conflict with the Elections Committee. Wednesday, we would be in conflict with several local boards. Thursday, we would be in conflict only with the Strategic Planning Working Group. Does anybody, I think we should probably just take Wednesday off the list. Does anyone have a preference on a conflict with elections versus a conflict with strategic planning?
I'm on elections. And I have been participating in some of the strategic planning meetings, although Thursday I'm flying back from New York to L.A. and I kind of probably miss either thing that if we schedule on Thursday.
What about going to the next week?
The 18th of November is wide open. I'll just bring that up.
Yeah. Right, right. That puts us 6 weeks into the fiscal year.
Yeah, well, we're not, you
know. Yeah.
I'm sorry. And maybe it's unrealistic to expect that we'd be making more progress without a CFO and with our business staff as depleted as they are, because I don't think there's too much the committee can do in lieu of actual staff working with the numbers. But I'm extremely nervous that we know we're bleeding money and we don't even have a plan for most of the network of what it would look like to not be bleeding money as we move into the fiscal year.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, I agree with you. Really, it's terrible, but the reality we see, too, that we can solve little if it's needed. I think that we maybe try to have one in the 18, but in the meantime, we will have the option at least to bring those issues and talk about those issues in the national with the PNB, because the PNB doesn't need to wait, you know, for a bunch of, in some situations, the PNB can take really the initiative in some of these. I think that we can keep trying in the National Finance Committee, but maybe we need to make the effort in the PNB.
Okay. Well, I wasn't hearing a chorus of anyone calling for a meeting on Monday or Wednesday of next week. Should I take that as a motion to schedule a National Finance Committee meeting for 8:30 Eastern on Wednesday, November 18th?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I'll make that an amendment to Adriana's motion to cancel the 11:10 meeting.
Okay. However you want to make it, that's what's before the body. Is there any objection to meeting on Wednesday, November 18th? In lieu of Tuesday, November 10th. Hearing none, our next meeting is now scheduled for Wednesday, November 18th, starting at 8:30 Eastern. Paul, you'll be able to update the KPFTX calendar?
Yes, I'll do that immediately.
And okay, do we have a meeting scheduled after that one?
Yeah, 24th.
Are we leaving that as is?
No one has proposed to change it.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your hard work, everybody. I'm sorry we don't get more done with the time we have, although it's certainly understandable under the circumstances. And we will talk in exactly 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for chairing difficult meetings, Brian.
The magic words are we are now adjourned.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.